REA Group has released its latest full year or annual results. This is for the 12-month period to the 30th of June 2020. REA Group is the largest company that provides, that's a property classifieds business. It's the owner of the website realestate.com.au. So looking at the results first up, revenue was down 6% to $820 million. Underlying profit down 5% and net profit dropped 9% to $268.9 million. And while those three numbers all declined, the outcome was actually a little better than what the 11 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg were actually anticipating. So this perhaps is the reason why its shares have jumped up on these numbers. Now, it has declared a dividend. 55 cents per share is what it will pay out to shareholders on the 17th of September. And the all-important ex-dividend date will be the 27th of August. And that's basically the date that determines whether or not you'll be receiving that next payment or not. Now, as far as the size of the dividend goes, it's the same amount that it paid out in March, which was the interim dividend, but it's 13% lower than what was paid out a year earlier. I guess the good news, though, is that you've been a shareholder for a long time, that it's been paying dividends out now for 12 consecutive years. So why did it happen? Well, let's look at some of the drivers here. For obvious reasons, REA's success is very closely linked to the health of the economy and, very importantly, of course, the property market, because it makes money by real estate agents posting their properties for sale, and that's actually decreased by 12% over the year. Now, there are two things of note when it comes to the reasons why property listings have dropped back by 12%. The company was already struggling a little as far as listings go in the first half of the year, between July and December 2019, where listings fell back, and the company blamed that largely on the restrictive lending environment due and post the Royal Commission. And of course, in recent months, COVID-19 has received all the attention, and that has been a major drag on the organisation as well. That's had the effect of fewer properties being listed for sale, in particular from mid-March through to the end of May. Now, the company did say that listings actually rose by 11% in June, but they've been hit once again as Melbourne and Victoria has gone into lockdown. Now, the company also operates overseas, in particular in Asia and also North America, but it still doesn't make up a huge chunk of the total operation. So Australia is still certainly its core business. It only makes about 2% of EBITDA or underlying earnings from the Asia business overall. Now, the company obviously can't control the economy, has no impact on the state of the property market either, but what it can control are costs. So it's been working hard over the year to try and bring down these costs, in particular in the final quarter of the year between April and also June. Cost over that period dropped 21%, and over the year it's managed to bring down costs by approximately 9%. So that certainly has been helpful in boosting the bottom line. Now, the company has also grabbed more market share from its closest competitors, and according to the group, about 60% of the adult population in Australia have visited realestate.com.au over the past 12 months, 12 million visitors in just May alone, which was actually a record. As far as the ownership and control of the organisation goes, REA Group is 60% owned by News Corp, and its closest competitor is Domain Group, which is controlled by Nine Entertainment. So where to now? Looking forward, REA made a quite clear it expects that the latest COVID-19 restrictions in Melbourne, which actually do ban physical property inspections, that's going to have a significant impact on the company, at least in the coming months over the short term. And obviously there's uncertainty about whether this is going to be extended, and if there's contagion in other states like New South Wales or Queensland, that would obviously be another push lower for the group. Now, it is aiming to keep costs as low as possible and said it has no intention of actually lifting costs at the moment, but it also has no intention on raising prices that it charges real estate agents for its services unless there's a sustained residential property market recovery. Now, in July, national residential listings rose by 16%, which is healthy, but most of that was attributed just to New South Wales and Sydney, where the listings have jumped 47%. Melbourne has continued to be a little on the weak side. As far as its balance sheet is concerned, it has approximately $223 million in cash on the books, $250 million in longer term loans, but still has $150 million in undrawn debt facilities. So basically, if the company needs to draw on those funds, it can, especially if things turn a little pear-shaped. But as far as the share price is concerned, it is significantly outperforming the market, in fact, by 20%.